This is Tim Childs welcoming you to another edition of A Word Between Friends and Gospel Gazette Online. We understand that our Father in Heaven has wonderfully revealed Himself in the pages of Holy Scripture. Someone recently said that all we need to know about God, theologically speaking, most of us knew by the age of four. He went on to sing the children's song, Jesus Loves Me. While that is an important truth, for sure, it is not the only one. God has given us a little more. Otherwise, our Bibles might be a tad more brief than the 66 books of the Bible. In fact, it wouldn't take Jude, with all of his 25 verses, to make that point, if that's all we needed to know. Job was misrepresented by Satan when Satan stood before God and accused Job of only serving God for what he, Job, could get out of God. Just as Job was misrepresented, so it is all too often the case that God is misrepresented by various messengers. It is harmful for us to believe lies, distortions, and misrepresentations concerning God, whether it pertains to His nature or His will for our lives. The Bible says, "If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God." So, those of us who speak on behalf of God are permitted to only speak what God has spoken. We only have God's favor when we do just that. God will punish all those who take it upon themselves to do otherwise. God must not be diminished in our eyes. He must not be brought down on our level or worse. God is not a man. His thoughts and ways are higher than our own. There are important lessons to be gleaned from the writing of Jude, the next to last book in the New Testament. In a moment, I want to read from the text and let Jude share with you some important spiritual truths. In his brief letter, you will observe there are practices of men that God simply will not tolerate under any conditions. God does not have separate standards for those who call themselves Christians and those who disbelieve. One of the great evils of our day springs from a misrepresentation that God would not, that God could not possibly bring it upon Himself to eternally punish evildoers who profess with their lips they believe in and love Jesus. Yes, God is love, and because God is love, He has taught us how to live and enjoy the abundant life in His Son. However, when we choose to believe a lie, when we choose to love a lie, when we choose to practice a lie, we dishonor our Creator, who is the source of truth and righteousness. In that, we fail to glorify our Creator. One of our Lord's apostles writes to men and women who were, at that time, in the faith of Christ. That is, they were Christians. And yet he wrote in Romans 11 and verse 22, "Behold, therefore, the goodness and severity of God, on them which fell, severity, but toward thee, goodness, if thou continue in his goodness, otherwise thou also shalt be cut off." Now, let us take to heart some thoughts from the message of Jude and learn of God's expectations for his people. I'd like to begin with verse 1. Jude, a servant of Jesus Christ and brother of James, to those who are called, beloved in God the Father, and kept for Jesus Christ. May mercy, peace, and love be multiplied to you. Beloved, although I was very eager to write to you about our common salvation, I found it necessary to write appealing to you to contend for the faith that was once for all delivered to the saints. For certain people have crept in unnoticed, who long ago were designated for this condemnation. Ungodly people who pervert the grace of our God into sensuality and deny our only Master and Lord Jesus Christ. Now I want to remind you, although you once fully knew it, that God, who saved a people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed those who did not believe. And the angels who did not stay within their own position of authority but left their proper dwelling, He has kept in eternal chains under gloomy darkness until the judgment of the great day. Just as Sodom and Gomorrah and the surrounding cities, which likewise indulged in sexual immorality and pursued a natural desire, serve as an example by undergoing a punishment of eternal fire. Yet, in like manner, these also, relying on their dreams, defile the flesh, reject authority, and blaspheme the glorious one. But when the archangel Michael, contending with the devil, was disputing about the body of Moses, he did not presume to pronounce a blasphemous judgment, but said, "The Lord rebuke thee." But these people blaspheme all that they do not understand, and they are destroyed by all that they, like unreasoning animals, understand instinctively. Woe to them, For they walked in the way of Cain, and abandoned themselves for the sake of gain to Balaam's error, and perished in Korah's rebellion. These are hidden reefs at your love feast, as they feast with you without fear. Shepherds feeding themselves, waterless clouds, swept along by winds, fruitless trees in late autumn, twice dead, uprooted, wild waves of the sea, casting up the foam of their own shame, wandering stars for whom the gloom of utter darkness has been reserved forever. It was also about these that Enoch, the seventh from Adam, prophesied, saying, Behold, the Lord comes with 10,000s of his holy ones to execute judgment on all, and to convict all the ungodly of all their deeds of ungodliness that they have committed in such an ungodly way, and of all the harsh things that ungodly sinners have spoken against him. These are grumblers, malcontents, following their own sinful desires. They are loudmouthed boasters, showing favoritism to gain advantage. But you must remember, beloved, the predictions of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ. They said to you, in the last times there will be scoffers, following their own ungodly passions. It is these who cause divisions, worldly people, devoid of the Spirit. But you, beloved, building yourselves up in your most holy faith, and praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God, waiting for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ that leads to eternal life, and have mercy on those who doubt. Save others by snatching them out of the fire. To others show mercy with fear, hating even the garment stained by the flesh. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you blameless before the presence of his glory with great joy, to the only God our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all time and now and forever. Amen. Until next time, this is Tim Childs wishing God's blessings upon you, my friend.